Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, things are smelling good in here. Croydon-born Rachel Koo left a job in the fashion business at age 25 to live in Paris and learn how to become a chef. She studied by day, getting a wonderful-sounding pastry diploma, and in the evening tested out her recipes on paying guests she'd invited to her tiny French kitchen consisting of two rings on the hob and a mini oven. That experience led to a cookbook aptly called The Little Paris Kitchen, which became a bestseller and was quickly followed by a TV series. For her latest book, she's been travelling around France in her van, collecting regional recipes and giving them a modern twist. Today, she's going to cook the perfect roast duck wraps in our mini kitchen here. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning!
Wow, so why did you want to do this particular dish?
Because, well, it's quite easy to do because you simply roast a duck of roast duck and you put some grapes in with the roast duck when that goes in the oven. And when you roast the duck with the grapes, you get this lovely sauce, you blitz up with the grapes, a bit of seasoning, and that acts, it's French in the sense that they use a lot of duck in the Bordeaux region, but it's got my Asian heritage with the fact you're wrapping it up, you're doing kind of a plum sauce, but it's a grape sauce. So it's a mix of French meets Asian. I add a bit of Sauternes wine, dessert wine, which has a lovely rich sweet taste to it. So it's a mix of two cultures, which I really enjoy.
Well, you are a mix of two cultures. Your father's Malaysian and your mum's from Austria, I should say, for people who don't know what you look like or can't see you now, as only I can. And you are a vision in green, a beautiful dress.
Yeah.
You told me you've designed it because you have a seamstress. I don't have a seamstress. And you're wearing fabulous turquoise heels. How did you find going on TV? Because obviously there is this pressure, especially as a woman, to look a certain way.
Well, you know what? The way I approached it is I was writing the book and I thought the book would make a good TV show. This was the last one, The Little Paris Kitchen. And I went around the production companies in London picking out a production company I wanted to work with. And I said to them, I don't want to be just a pretty face. I want to collaborate. So I'm going to be involved in inputting the ideas, researching where we're going, stuff like that. And it's always been, you know, okay, I look a certain way and I love to dress like this. I like red lipstick, you know, but I am involved in all the behind the scenes stuff, you know, the researching, you know, the obviously I write my own recipes, all that kind of stuff. So for me, it's not style over substance. It's, you know, there's substance there, you know, both is equally important.
Okay, well, I know that you like Nigella. Maybe you'll take some hints from her style of presenting as well. That would be fun.
I don't know. I mean, everybody has their thing. I think my style is my style, and I'm not looking to be the next Nigella, you know, so...
No, yeah. I don't say that you're not going to be your own woman, but you did have very much a sort of single mind about what you wanted to do. You were in a job in fashion PR in London here, and then you up sticks and went to live in Paris, although you barely spoke French. Why did you decide to make that move?
Well, I was at a point in my life where I wasn't very stimulated, very excited by what I was doing in the UK, in London. And I just felt, you know, I need a challenge. If I move to Paris, I'll learn how to bake cakes, but also learn another language, discover another culture. And, you know, I had nothing to lose, you know. So,
well,
yeah.
I should add at this point, for anyone who's a bit confused, you did pre-roast this duck.
Yes.
We aren't roasting a duck in about sort of five minutes here. just tell me, so in terms of making the perfect sauce to go with wraps, what goes into that? Because you mentioned dessert wine, but if you don't have dessert wine...
Well, so I think what I think goes well with duck, because duck's a very rich meat, you want something with a bit of acidity in there, a bit of a kick. So with the grapes, you know, they're sweet, but you're adding some wine with it or a bit of vinegar to have that acidity, that balance. So it just lifts the meat.
Okay. Living in France, you did actually do the very brave thing of cooking for French people and inviting them into your tiny kitchen, which probably isn't dissimilar to the area we've got you working in here.
I know, it's like, I'm impressed, you know. I've never cooked on radio before, so this is quite new to me. What? But the little hob, I'm used to that.
Somehow I'm getting hungry for duck wraps, despite it not yet being 11. But how did they react? What did they make of a British chef cooking French classics?
I think, you know what, initially they were, you know, oh god, it's roast beef, you know, you can't cook. But once you know, the proof is in the pudding, once you cook something and they tasted it, they were like, oh, this is really interesting, somebody's doing something new, a bit different, fresh, you know, it's good to change things.
Okay. What are the French women like compared to English women?
I mean, I look at, when I'm in Paris, you look at the style. It's very classic. It's very, you know, a little bit conservative. They play it safe. Whereas in London, it's super colourful. Anything goes, you know, in that sense. They're different. And also, if you go out, you have a nice glass of wine. You don't really see people throwing up in the streets or having a fight or, you know, it's a bit more dignified. And that's certainly something I didn't, you know, miss when I was living in Paris, that whole drinking culture.
Oh, indeed. They do like their drink, though.
So they do.
So tell me where you're up to. How are we doing?
So I'm just reheating the duck and I'm making a crunchy fresh salad, which is some chopped leeks, chopped cucumber, a bit of lemon, salt, a drizzle of olive oil. Really simple, because I think you need to balance, you know, it's nice to bring in some freshness with the meat. So thinking about all the different flavours.
OK, well, I'm sure we'll get to tasting it very shortly. But what I was looking through your new book, which is very beautiful. The only thing I would say is you said you take your own twist and you want to make it easy.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like pastry and some of the stuff that you've put in there is that easy.
Yeah, well, so that's where patisserie is always going to be a bit more advanced. I like to have, you know, you've got lots of recipes which you can cook on an everyday basis, but if you want a challenge, because I have lots of different kind of readers, so I always kind of keep in mind, some people buy the book and they want something which is going to be a bit of a wow factor, they can show off with their friends, and they're a bit more advanced in the kitchen. So in general, they're, you know, it's simple, but with patisserie, you have to put in a bit more effort. And I think as long as you follow the recipe, you take your time, you're not in the rush, it's a bit of a project, it's like a Saturday project, you know, if you're up for that. Otherwise, just keep to, like, there are lots of simple dessert recipes, like the semolina creme brulee, very easy.
Okay, well, we'll be coming back to these duck pancakes. I will be reporting how beautiful they are very, very shortly. The duck wraps, I should say, instead. They certainly smell absolutely delicious. The full recipe for Rachel Koo's perfect roast duck wraps will be on the Woman's Hour website. And you can also sign up while you're there for the Cook the Perfect newsletter. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.